Babe, I've been thinking, can we have a threesome?
You've been watching too much porn.
No, but your girlfriend Heather was checking us out.
Oh, why would I want to have a threesome with Heather? How about your coworker Eric?
Eric, fuck that!
You expect me to watch you and another woman?
You hooked up with Michelle in college.
She was my sorority sister. If you want me and a girl, then you have to give me you and a guy.
If I see you with another man, it's a wrap.
You're being a selfish asshole.
You're damn right. Ain't no other man fucking you in front of me.
Here, have Heather's number. I'm gonna go find her.
Take care of you. You know what?
But then there's some guys,
you're the best.
Like, but there's guys that will date somebody and they won't do that. So they won't suck their dick and then they're like, oh, you know, then why are you dating somebody?
A woman
like
should,
that?
Oh, why here's, if a man will not eat vagina, if a man says, if a,
mutual? Right. You're talking about mutual.
You need to say, I don't eat pussy and I don't suck dick. I don't want a woman that says, yeah, I'll do it if you like it.
No, I don't want it. No, I don't want somebody to do it. Like, I want you to like it because you like it yourself.
And if you don't, I'm okay with you saying, I don't like doing it. Because you know what? That lets me look at the bigger picture and say, listen,
so,
this
so
is what I'm doing.
Debbie, just to be clear, is the point that you're trying to make is, why are people together when there's no sexual compatibility?
So if you're not sexually compatible with somebody, yeah,
is that
have
it?
A lot of sex and you like to do things that are more, you know, obscure or like more pornographic, like there's a lot of women that will do that. And like women you don't even, wouldn't even suspect, but you know, why be with somebody like, why would you go with like the Virgin Mary if you like to have like sex like the
Virgin Mary? Oh, I see.
Well, I guess certain people that they think to themselves that they could just try to find a common ground when it comes to sex, though. Because if you care about that person enough,
yes,
then you think that you could just find that common ground with that person.
I will also tell you, part of the problem, our generation, because we're smarter, our generation has started, we're more educated than our previous generation was.
Mm-hmm.
But what we do is we do comfort. If you saw your parents not like each other, but they stayed together in a relationship, most people repeat that because it's what they know.
Yeah.
I want to marry daddy. I want to marry mommy. Mm-hmm. You marry someone that's similar to that. So if you saw your parents with no type of attraction, no type of loving, you start thinking that's normal. That's why we always say don't stay together for kids.
Mm-hmm.
Because kids will repeat it and identify it as being normal. Mm-hmm. And then when they marry the next person and it's the same shit, parents are always like, well, I don't know where they got that from, because they don't look at themselves and say they saw this in our relationship.
But talking as a, now I'm going to talk as a married woman, it's just like, sometimes in my relationship, it almost transcends sex. It's just like, I love my husband. I love having sex. Did I wish we'd have more sex? Sure. But it's just, it almost, there's sometimes when I look at him and we're just like spooning or we're in bed or we're having almost a conversation and I'm feeling him. Mm-hmm. Like I'm feeling him.
But that's your love of him.
Yes, but I'm just saying, like, there's different types of connection.
Yes.
And then there's some, like, and there's a straight out that it's just like, yo, tonight is the night. So, you know, like, wash your balls.
Wash your balls. Wait, y'all got, don't tell me y'all got a schedule. Yo,
no,
on Tuesday night,
schedule,
I'm going to fuck the shit out of you.
When you're horny and you're just like, real talk, get the wipes. Mr. Direct's got wipes. Mr. Direct's got wipes. Get one. Wash your balls. Because shit's about to go down. We're going to lock the door.
Did you give the baby Benadryl?
You know.
The baby's sleeping. I'm not advocating to put your baby to sleep.
Man,
fuck
those kids. We're going to do the old-fashioned way. Get some Henny. Put on the gums.
that's what happens. I mean, how many times, you know,
white
the biggest thing
scotch
that you hear in couples is just like,
yeah, life can get in the way.
Heard,
I agree with you.
I know you heard that.
No, I didn't.
White people would put gums, scotch on the gums of babies to get them to fall asleep.
Oh, sure.
Yeah,
really?
Or when they got teething.
Yeah. Muffy, go ahead. What were you going to say?
No, I was going to say, I agree with you. Sometimes it's hard. Life does get in the way. Joelle, watch out. I know you're newly married. Mm-hmm. So sometimes life gets busy. You got to make sure you and your wife have an active sex life.
No, we do
it
try.
Dried up already.
We just try to make. No, we make time. We just
Watch out, you have a baby on the way.
Yes, I do have a baby on the way. Yeah.
We're not shooting blanks.
If you don't want to get your wife pregnant, don't go to Jamaica and drink Red Stripe. That's what it did. That's what happened. Red Stripe, it will get you pregnant. That's what happened.
Yeah. He put on a blazer.
Joelle, my tight blazer. Huh? Your mama saw me.
Joelle, just for the record, now you actually have to name your kids some name that means red.
Yes.
Oh, Rojo.
Name your kid some name that means red.
There you go.
Red.
That's nice.
Or his middle name could be Red.
Yeah, Red. There you go. That's going to be a minute.
As long as he's not Red from the Five Heartbeats.
Right. let's hear from Joel. Joel, like, uh-huh. You're newly married, yes. So how's your sex life?
No, my sex life is great. Like, okay. what we make sure we do is that we spend a lot of time with each other. Whenever we have free time, we make time for each other. Aww. And then when that happens, then the sex just happens by itself, you know?
Is but
if you're
right
if your life is too busy, then that's when the sex doesn't happen, in my opinion. But our sex life is fantastic.
Listen, we're recording, right? Remember that fucking line, when the baby is born, you tell me about, like, we make time for each other.
That shit go right out the window when the kid is here.
Man, we're going to ignore that baby. That's what we're going to do.
Joelle, do you take time to romance her?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Flowers.
Beautiful messages and shit like that.
Yeah, send her beautiful messages. Like,
he doesn't suffer from erectile dysfunction.
Oh, no, definitely. Like you basically, like, we'll be watching TV, right?
Aaron lost it. He was like, oh, shit.
Yo.
No, like.
Look, this is called before child. After a child, that shit going to stop. He going to be like, this bitch is annoying the shit out of me right now.
Challenge accepted, Mr. Harry. Don't worry about it.
All right,
I will say this.
Your bed becomes all y'all's bed. There's three people in that bed.
Are you married, Deb? No. I'm married 14 years.
Hey, there you go. That's good stuff right there.
Thank you.
No, 399 divorce for you.
Congratulations.
Yeah, 14 years. And I got to tell you, my husband and I are constantly sexting.
Mm-hmm.
All the time. Sexting, and we send naked pictures every time.
Damn!
Excuse me!
14 years!
See,
girl,
I out there in this place 14 years.
I should be writing. I'm writing all of it down, you know? Hey!
Guys, hold on.
Uh-huh.
No, he's not Andrew Weiner. No.
No. I think that's important.
Yeah.
For me,
yeah.
When girls ask me what I'm into,
yeah.
I tell them that. I'm like, I'm in a guard belt, thigh highs, sexting, talking nasty to each other. Like, I'm into that
shit.
Mm-hmm. I don't want a woman that thinks that everything, like, I literally dated a girl one time who thought everything was a fucking Disney movie when you have sex.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, do you realize I might hate you some of the times when I'm fucking you? But because I'm with you, I'm taking the anger out on the pussy? It's an anger fuck. We've all done it.
Yeah. Or Tuesday.
And no.
That you're angry at that person? Or Tuesday. Go ahead, Tuesday. Muffy.
Wait, I'm really interested. What type of sex do you like to have, Muffy?
I like Tuesday sex. And Monday sex.
What is
and
Tuesday
Wednesday sex?
Okay.
And Thursday sex.
Do you like it angry
Friday
or happy?
Sex. Both.
Both.
Sometimes both.
Sometimes both.
Right.
What do you like more? You
have to pick one.
Angry, then happy.
There you go. You know what I mean? That's what you need.
Number one, number two.
Muffy's nasty.
Muffy's happy. Happy wife.
See how it went left field, but I still came back to it.
Happy wife.
I was reading all the stuff that it was saying, what could solve it, and these are the remedies and stuff like that. And then something came up in my news feed about, can people go to therapy for an addiction to porn?
Mm.
I don't think anyone that has a real life and has somebody that they're attracted to and they're into has an addiction to porn.
I agree.
People that become addicted to porn, in my estimation, are people who literally have no life outside of that. Yeah. And that becomes their reality. Just like people that watch movies all the time.
Or play video games. Watch people that play video games.
Becomes their life.
Right.
So now, again, what I said when we first started this, they're into the fantasy and they can't relate to someone real.
Mm.
Which we do dating-wise, because now with texting, it's so hard to date because everybody wants to text you for 2 weeks before they actually have a phone call with you.
I'm
a texter. What did I say to you when you wanted to be a guest? I said, come here and let's have a conversation and see if we connect talking to each other. Because via text, we can always say the right things to get someone to want us.
Exactly.
But when
you're
in the same room and you're having a conversation, you'd be surprised how many people have no social skills.
Absolutely.
But that's what's happening with this new generation. Like, with every, we're just antisocial now, and it's crazy how much we can't speak to each other.
Well, everything is so instant and easy, Joelle. I have to disagree with you.
But that's why dating is fucked up.
It's too instant. It's too easy. Everybody wants to do the easy thing. They don't want to take the hard thing.
But that's the point.
Where you get to know people and you put down your phone. Nobody wants to put down the phone. They want to keep the phone in their face.
Because they're scared to talk to each other. And that's just what it is. Yeah.
Because I'm texting somebody.
And that's
texting somebody. Exactly.
That's where the erectile dysfunction from the porn comes into play.
The fantasy.
Because it's easy to say, I can get it quick.
Mm-hmm.
I know myself better than a woman does. I can get myself off in 3 minutes.
Yeah, which is why.
I'm worried.
Which is why the.
Not in front of you.
I'm worried. I'm worried about that comment.
Which is why for us, it came to us a few years in where it's just like, you know, you hear about things and da-da-da-da, and you're like, well, let's try the sexting and let's try the pictures. And honestly, it happened because he was traveling on business, and I'm just like, you know what? Let me give this a whirl. And I took a few pictures, and I said, and he was like, hey, honestly. And then it was like a pivot in our marriage.
I honestly feel... Yeah.
It was a pivot.
I'm writing everything down.
Put
I'm like
laser.
The one girl loved having sex with that I absolutely loved having sex with. She was the greatest fuck I've ever had.
Yeah.
And I have to say this. I'd be at work in the middle of the day and I wouldn't hear it because normally we would say good morning, whatever, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She would not text me in the morning or respond. At 1 o'clock, I would get, how's your day? And it'd be a picture of her tits.
Right. That, nice.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yes.
And like out of nowhere. And I didn't have to, like, when I told her that that's what I like, she didn't do it instantly. She started doing it on her own.
Right.
She would literally, I mean, she knew I was about to get off of work. She knew I was getting off.
Sure.
She would send me a stupid picture. Like, she would send me a picture. She'd be like, I bet you're thinking about this. It'd be a picture of her fingering herself.
I would love to get random ass pictures. Here's of women, thing. Yes. I love that.
I might not even see her sometimes. She had kids. I wouldn't see her for 4 or 5 days.
Mm-hmm.
We would talk here and there, but she would send the pictures randomly, like what you're saying.
Yeah.
I'd wake up. She knew what time I woke up because I had to go to work. She'd be like, wouldn't it be nice if you were doing it? She took pictures of her blowing me. She sent me pictures.
Yeah.
She told me, she was like, pictures. She was like, take pictures of me blowing you. I literally took them. I sent them to her. She would send them to me. She was like, wouldn't it be nice if I was doing this right now just to tease me?
I wish I had a chick that would take it upon herself to just go ahead and just randomly send me fucking photos.
And my point is, the minute people start talking about love and wanting to be together, God bless you that you and your husband sexed and do that shit.
Mm-hmm.
So many people forget the animalistic, raw thought process of we're into each other. You're hot, I'm hot, we're hot for each other.
But if you
go for it and just fucking enjoy it.
But
so
if,
many people, and I get it, kids, life, bills get in the way, but you need erectile dysfunction comes because motherfuckers don't use their goddamn imagination.
That's the point I wanted to get back to with the erectile dysfunction, because sometimes you get in marriage, you're too tired or you're busy or they're kid. Like there's so many things. And so you have this little, I don't know, kind of like this tool or this tease or this whole thing that you have, and you're just like, oh, you know what? Like all of a sudden your brain goes there. Like, you know, you're at work or whatever and your brain goes there and you're just like, oh shit, you know, this, I have something for me at home.
And it does. And I just think at the end of the day, when we think about this article, because this article just irritated me because I just don't believe in porn addiction. I don't believe that people get addicted to porn if they have a person in their life.
No. They can if they just let their mind get to that point and don't hold that person that they're with like important to them. Mm. Like it's their fault that they get to that point. But I see what you're saying though, but it's like you have to just not just give the porn that much importance
and
in your life.
Texting has allowed people to stay, when we were talking about texting, has allowed people to not communicate with people anymore.
Mm.
Right.
So because you know you can get instant gratification, fuck yourself, fuck a doll. I mean, they've got dolls for it now.
Yeah.
Because you know you can do all this shit, people don't, I ain't even looking at you. Turn the fuck around. because people know they can do this, people stop learning how to just simply go to a bar and just say hello.
Do you know that my husband's not on social media? Zero. Mm-hmm. Nothing. Mm-hmm.
Which is good.
He's not on social media.
Good.
I think
at all.
Part of my dating issue is that I'm all over social media. And a lot of women think that their business is going to be on Funtree. And I'm like, you don't know who the fuck I'm dating. Because I don't tell you. Right. Yeah. You don't know who I'm fucking because I don't tell you. Yeah. And if you tell someone that you and I fucked, you're an idiot. Because 9 times out of 10, they're going to talk some shit. You see the way he's flirting with her? Mm-hmm. You see the way he's talking to that chick? Mm-hmm. It's like...
It's best to keep your relationship status off the air.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Especially when you're in this kind of, like...
If you're a comedian, actor, anything that's public, the people that are successful in relationships keep their relationships off the limelight. You don't know who they are, what they're doing, when they're doing it. You know why? You know why? Because... That's when the shit hits the fan.
Yeah.
Hold on. I'm gonna have to have you repeat that one time. Repeat that one time for my people. Repeat that. Go ahead.
When you are a public figure, you do comedy, you're an actor, whoever you are, you keep your relationship off the damn air and off social media because those are successful relationships.
Yeah.
Those who brag about who they're fucking, where they're fucking, when they're fucking, why they're fucking, and who they are with. Usually end up with broken relationships, and then you get people like Taylor Swift writing hit songs.
Right.
We'll be back in a moment. It's your man, Mr. Direct, doing what he does best. Woo! We'll be back in a moment. To get notifications when we go live, you first have to like our page. After that, select the arrow next to following, scroll down to the pin next to notifications. Now, select all lives post, then click done. What's going on? We got a new segment. It is called It's called Ask Mr. Direct. I got it right. Fuck y'all. Anyway, this is about masturbating with a flaccid dick, as you guys can see at home. Good discussion. Glad I found it. This was on Red Edit sex section. So it's basically Ask Mr. Direct. I don't care. We're going to talk about it. After prostatectomy, is that the word? Prostatectomy? After a prostatectomy... Motherfucker, your mic wasn't on. I told you, shut up. Anyway, glad I found it. After prostatectomy, I can only get about 10% hard. 10%. How the fuck do you know if it's 10%, 5%, 6%? I can use my hand in orgasm, but unfortunately, my wife, who is happy to accommodate, can't get the technique exactly right. Also, it takes a while, and she gets tired. She's willing to give oral, but it takes so long, and her neck gets a pain in her neck.
That's real.
I have tried male toys, but they seem to be all to be designed for hard ones, so nothing I've tried is very satisfactory. I did discover one thing, and many of you will be glad to hear about this. There is a device called Vibe Erect. No, this is not an advertisement. It was recently approved by someone from something and requires a prescription. It's designed to help men with erectile dysfunction get an erection. It can also be used to bring an orgasm. I just got one very recently, but I may be returning it. Description, you could just Google it and learn all the details. So I'll just be brief. It's fairly large, Y-shaped thing with replaceable pads that closed on the top and bottom of your dickhead. Both pads vibrate. There's a control for speed. I use only full speed. Instead of just holding it.
It's a vagina.
I clasp the pads just below the head and on my remaining foreskin. Then I can move it up and down.
Oh, God.
Oh, shit. The bag. It doesn't make my dead dick come to life.
Wow.
As a masturbator, for me, it's no more pleasurable than using my hand and a bit more awkward.
I would believe so.
It does accommodate a flaccid penis, and my wife can use it on me without getting tired.
What's his name, Mr.?
It costs $300.
Shit.
Wow.
Robot vagina.
You can get it for 10% off on Amazon Prime, though. Free shipping.
Oftentimes, your man, Mr. Durrett, look, I'm looking in the camera, is not caught speechless. Okay, we're just going to go to the group.
What's his name, by the way, Mr. Limpet?
Yeah. I'm good. I can't. I ain't got nothing to say on that. I'm good. It's just go ahead.
Gosh. I don't know. I kind of commend the guy for trying new things. You know, he's got a flaccid dick. He's trying new things. I don't know.
All he needs is some string and a tape.
String and a tape.
String and tape. Just yeah. String it up and just tape it to your stomach and just be like, all right, there we go.
Yeah.
I
that's
can't
his
be,
new puppet.
I can't be paying $300 for something like that. I'm sorry. Yeah, like yeah. You're going to have to find another way. I got bills to pay. I don't know.
I'm going to be real with y'all.
He got a real okay. job. That's what I
now,
mean.
Now, there's a lot of dedication to keep a motherfucker's dick hard going yeah. on in this country. Okay? $300 to keep your dick hard? How much did you said it was for Viagra?
I don't know.
Look at the black guy yelling. I don't know.
I think 84 tablets was like $300 or something like that.
Wait, $300? What?
And what? Canadian pharmacy.
Okay.
Oh. You can't even really get it here in the United States. A lot of insurance plans don't cover that prescription.
Wait.
It's about $1,200 for 60.
$1,200?
For 60
look,
pills.
Look, I'm about
the average person only has sex twice a week, so 60 pills will last you what? A full year?
30 days.
30 days. What the fuck?
Math is not Mr. Direct's strong suit.
Hold on. No.
60 tablets.
Somebody sell it. You said the average person has sex twice a week.
There's
he said 60
weeks. That's 100 and something times a year. He said 60 tablets. So I'm thinking in my brain that first of all, 60 tablets, I'm giving them once a week if you're using a pill, because who wants to pop a pill every time I got to get a hard on?
A lot of people do, Mr. Durant.
You never had ED yet, so that's the problem.
Wait, time out. Ecstasy.
So we that may work better anyway.
Wait, time out. So we popping pills like I'm popping like vitamins in the morning?
Oh, yeah.
No.
Like, hey, all right, cool. I got my fish
guys,
oil.
It's a very, very, very real thing for men of age to pop a pill. You wait the 20-minute period or whatever it is, and you're good to go. Lots of people.
And you just walking around with a stiffy.
You're going to be washing dishes.
At least with Cialis, you get to
not
choose.
Not walking around with a stiffy. It's just because you know you're gonna get into that situation.
Hey, babe, you want to give me head? Hold on for a second. Let me pop this motherfucker.
It takes all the fun out of it.
I'll be ready in 20 minutes.
Yeah.
I'd rather be that than... Yeah.
See, doesn't that ruin spontaneity?
Yeah. No, spontaneity. Save me as much money as that is. I will... Look, you want to be spontaneous? All right, cool. Give me 20 minutes. The pill kick in.
It's a matter of choice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm not knocking people that do it. You have reasons for doing it. I get it. But this dude spent $300 on a machine.
Robot.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying.
A robot vagina.
I couldn't do that. Man.
Like, a machine... It
doesn't talk back, though.
He's going to get himself killed.
If your ass end up on the first 48...
We know why.
First 48.
We know why, and I will not defend your ass for nothing. I will hand over this video to him, like, you want to see all the reasons why it happened?
I don't see anything wrong with it.
Mr. Policeman, you want to see exactly where we're wrong?
Right... There.
Right. Hey, I'd want one for Christmas and my birthday. Christ.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
We don't know him.
He was never down here.
He was never here. I was never here.
Here's the thing about this Ask Mr. Direct thing that I played. I will never in my life understand it. And maybe when I get to that point in life, I will understand it.
Mm-hmm.
But as long as I know I can get my shit done, like the fact that he's like my wife, if you know he only gets 10% hard, why are you trying to blow him? You can't blow a 10% hard dick.
10% is better than zero.
Yeah.
No, you can't blow a 10%.
I at least need 50%. That's all I'm saying.
I at least need 50%. I should be saying that. You should be saying that.
If my dick is 10% hard, I don't want you sucking. That's all I'm saying.
10% dick. Can you really blow a 10% dick?
Nah.
I say it's better than zero. That's
if you're with somebody.
I guess.
and
preach.
You know, like, you're not in that position. Like, you're saying that, oh, I can get my dick hard, I don't need all this help. But now, all of a sudden, you wake up tomorrow morning and you cannot get your dick hard no matter what you try.
Bite your tongue.
You are going to pay $300,
$400,
$1,000.
Thank you.
I mean, I am not.
I think you ate too many.
That's just going to be the last day of me fucking.
It has a thing.
It's not. Why is there shame in paying $300?
But there shouldn't be, because if you are, you're not just thinking about yourself. So say if you're in a relationship, now you're, because you have something wrong, and there are physical things. If you have high blood pressure, diabetes, if you have heart disease, diabetes, all these certain things, certain type of surgeries that you can't have an erection. Now you're married to somebody, so you're going to say that now my wife is maybe in her 30s, even 40s, 50s, 60s, she can never have sex again. So there's a whole thing that goes into people thinking about it. But you can't think about it because, like, you know, really, you're going to wake up in the morning and your dick's going to be hard, so you don't have to worry about that. But
well, I got to worry about it.
But you don't want it. But you don't want it.
I think you're talking from an ego.
Today, we're going to definitely worry about
a lot
it.
A lot of the guys on this panel are talking from an
I
ego
think they're
perspective.
Shaming
and
these
I agree
other
with
guys,
Deb
yes.
1,000%.
Yeah. So you shouldn't shame a poor guy.
Thank
so you're
you.
Doing dick shaming. No,
you're
dick
shaming.
Yes, you're dick shaming the guy because he can't get an erection. So wait a minute, but I could date somebody and he could pop a Viagra a couple hours before we go on a date and I'm never going to know. Now, what if I end up marrying this dude and all of a sudden he's like, oh, shit, I married her. Now I don't have to pop this Viagra anymore. So, I mean, you don't even know. Like, guys that you date, they could be doing Viagra. You don't know. He could be doing it lying. So could you. So nobody knows who takes the Viagra.
Wait, a cotton picking man.
I'm just saying.
Let me tell you this right now. Give me some weed and a couple of bears.
All right, let me give you some weed. There's some Remy over here.
This motherfucker going to handle some business.
Now, it's not that way.
Today.
He's like, I'm just speaking facts. Right?
Yeah.
You know, the liquor combination, food combination, whatever, will
music.
Get you in the mood, right?
Right.
I know some weed,
two women in
the
midget.
The next morning, even hung over, I'm like, yo, why is there not a phone call being made right now? The only reason why I don't make the phone calls because I'm tired.
Yeah, but we're not talking about you. We're talking about this guy that spent $300 on the dick vibrator.
And you would spend the $300. You would spend $600. You would spend $1,000.
Yes, you would. You're right.
No way in hell.
If you woke up tomorrow and your dick didn't get hard, you would spend the money.
My pride would kick in. I'm not spending those $300.
Nah, man.
Look, look, look.
Ow!